Hello everybody, welcome to episode 2 of the Gaming World Play Itself. And you know what, this is the second difficult episode. What a difficult second one, if you're actually learning to talk properly. I'm Will McKellar and I'm back once again with me partner in crime, James Atkinson, the birthday boy.
How's it going, guys? It's been 30 seconds and nothing's crashed yet, so we're already doing better than last week.
Well, it went all sparkly last week, and you know what? Twitch probably went, oh, this looks a bit like, you know, Twilight. I'm not having any of this.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but now that looks good. Now we've got some kind of cool pixel effects happening. It's actually not too bad.
Sweet. That's all cool.
Yeah, so if everybody looks and sees me slightly distracted, it's me just hoping that this thing doesn't crash halfway through. And if you hear me screaming in the background, it's only because I've like lit my computer on fire for failing me.
And if you see me looking at two different things at once, don't worry, that's normal for me. Like looking at news, which we're going to jump into right now to get them all rolling.
A lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, we're gonna go lawsuit crazy this week because No Man's Sky. Now we've had a reason why they delayed it, and so it's finally been settled. But the No Man's Sky developer Hello Games has revealed a 3-year-long lawsuit brought by the broadcasting giant Sky, which is Sky TV over in the UK and Germany, and you know Australia. They have other bits around the world, but
not here in America though.
Now, Rupert Murdoch owns him, though, so he is linked to Fox.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we try not to. But yeah. So the legal dispute was over the use of the word Sky in the game's name, which they finally settled. Because it's just a stupid lawsuit, really. They could have just went, well, it's a word, and you're not supposed to be able to to copyright bloody words.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Emerald kicking up, you know, doing bam, kick it up a notch, like copywriting that. It doesn't make any sense. It's like bam, kick it up a notch. Does that mean he's going to sue me every single time I say it?
Yeah. Is it, oh wait, are they going to say something to us because we're saying the word Sky? Like look up into the satellite broadcasting system. No, it doesn't work.
That big blue thing, or gray if you can't see blue thing up there. Sometimes it's black. Sometimes
has clouds
gray.
In it. Has clouds in it. Big ball of fire that's in there as well, you know. Goes around every day.
Technically, we go around it. I think we disproved that way back when, a couple of centuries ago.
Yeah, but Sky will probably tell us for something different.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's finally settled. So, hey, that's a good thing for Hello Games. So now they can get on with launching it on August 9th or August 10th.
Or whichever day they actually decide to launch it.
Yeah, unless something comes up last minute.
The big question is, you're probably buying it on PlayStation, right?
Yes, rather than PC. Yes.
Right. I have to buy this game on PC just because it just seems like it's a game that calls for PC. Though, I imagine that they're not going to have multiple servers of this thing running, so I'm imagining this game is cross-platform.
It should be if it's going to be a huge server.
Yeah, like if it's a persistently generated world that's got trillions upon trillion, or sorry, to quote somebody much smarter than me, billions upon billions of stars, then I imagine that it's cross-platform.
Yeah, which might be a good thing if you can meet up with people, if you can find each
where
other.
We don't know if meet up with people or not.
If, maybe. So finally, we can get on with it, which is nice. And then there's something else brewing, and this is one we have to talk about with Sony themselves rather than a Sony exclusive or console exclusive with No Man's Sky. Back into PS3 days, right? There was this thing onto early versions of the PS3 before a firmware came along that used to make you be able to use Linux.
Yep, I remember those days.
And then they took it away before the hacking happened, which made everybody get free games because of the hack. Remember those? Well, someone decided to, you know, sue the hell out of them because they took a bit away from the PS3 that they were using, apparently. And so lawyers have reached an agreement with Sony that as many as 10 million PlayStation 3 owners aggrieved by the Sony decision in 2010 will be getting a payout. And essentially, let's have a look, see how much it is. So essentially, Sony has agreed to pay a certain amount to those who can prove they either use this feature or purchased a console with the intent of doing so, with the argument being that this said consumer ended up with a device functioning differently to what they purchased. And so, yeah. The agreement will be in place in front of a judge next month. Sony has agreed to email customers about the rebate and promote it via online ads should the agreement be approved. This could be a hefty one for Sony because I didn't use it, so I won't be getting anything.
I didn't use it either, so I won't be getting anything. Though I have that console, and I bought one during that time period.
So did I.
The best
So,
PlayStation 2 I ever had.
yep. Yeah, my one had a red flashing light of death on that one, so I couldn't say anything too much about it after that with the original one, so I got the one after it.
Mine still works. Still works great.
Yucky
I
bugger.
know. It's a PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and a Blu-ray player.
Damn you, damn you! But yeah, speaking of something else that's old, it's Sonic's birthday.
Yeah.
This week, it was yesterday, it was Thursday. Sonic's birthday was, and it's like, Happy birthday, Sonic! I can't remember his age. What
Old.
is it? 25? Something like
Maybe.
that? I think so. It was a landmark one, I'm sure it was. So if anybody hears this and wants to correct us, please do so in the comments below on YouTube bit.
Yeah, I mean, but Sonic has been relevant since when? Recently? When was the last good Sonic game?
Yeah, I can't remember that. That was
20 years ago?
yeah, probably.
Send your hate mail to.
Oh wait, we haven't got an email address properly, have we? So you have to say in the comments below as well
Yeah,
on the
just to.
YouTube.
You can press the dislike button
Yeah.
if you don't like that. I completely understand.
And Chris will like you as well for hitting the dislike buttons. Because you know what he's like. But yeah, happy birthday, Sonic.
Yay, Sonic birthday thing. Great.
Now, James, your wallet is quivering and panicking and
Actually,
looking
it's
at me
not,
crying.
because it's the Steam Summer Sale, and I went, Yay! My birthday just happened, and the Steam Summer Sale comes out, which means I have disposal. Oh, wait, I own all the games. Yeah, it's one of those things that I get a little bit depressed on when I look at the Steam Summer Sale, because I'm like, all these games have gotten extreme discounts. And here I am sitting going, shit, I've bought in all of these way back when they first came out, and now I could have gotten these for a discount. But that being said, if you don't own these games and have a PC that can run them, there are some great titles here for you. Me and Will were just talking about this before. I'm not gonna go through every single one of them, but I'll just kind of hit like the top couple. Doom is 40% off. So in US that's $35.99. That's right, the Doom that just came out recently. Fallout is 50% off, so $29.99 US. As is The Witcher 3 at $24.99. Though, if you want to buy the game with all of the expansions, it's $50. So you're paying less than retail, what the game was at retail for it and all of its expansion packs.
That's huge because you're looking at least what 140 hours.
Yeah, it's if you look at like you're paying pennies per hour on that game, which is something I have to touch back up upon at some point. The full complete version of Dying Light is 20 is 50 bu is
Oh.
$29.99.
That's
So,
nice.
yeah.
That's nice.
Chris would love us, or the Hurgleman would love us. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Ark Survival Evolved, which is $16.49. So if you want to jump on that with him, it's all available. Plus, you can get Tomb Raider for $38.99 and Just Cause 3 for $29.99, or you can put them in a Bundaroo together and get them for $60 together, both games, which is crazy. And obviously, in just to list off another couple ones real quick, Rainbow Six Siege, 50% off, so it's $30. Darkest Dungeon, 15. Just everything under the sun. Dark Souls 3 is 50% off if you really hate yourself. And you can get Skyrim for $10. Skyrim.
Before the remastering. Before,
it doesn't matter. It's Skyrim. Yeah. It's Skyrim for $10. What? Do it. Do it now.
Do it.
Buy it.
Do it.
Just buy it. You'll be happy that you did. I'll be happy that you did. Yeah, it's just looking at everything, it's just insane, all the discounts. And the thing is, too, they're going to be rotating them through. So if you've got disposable income and a gaming PC, please go buy it. Buy what you like. Support Steam because they're good. They're amazing. And when they try to make you pay for mods, then they realize they've done something wrong and they stop doing it.
Nice. Because then they carry on and just go, okay, new mods. Because when the remasters come out, though, that the mods are part of it. The mm-hmm. mods are going to be there for Skyrim, so even better. You can play as the Macho Man Dragon Digit thing.
It looks like game. Thomas the Tank Engine, while you wield your katana in your Power Rangers outfit with a battle toad as your companion.
Yep.
Because so that's the way Skyrim was meant to be played. By the way, Broforce, $6.
Oh, that's a bargain. That's an absolute bargain.
Hang on, I have to look at one last thing. Because if this is true... Okay, and you can buy all of Saints Row and all of Saints Row's DLCs. Now, I'm not just talking, like, Saints Row the Fourth. I'm talking all of Saints Row.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, and expansions for $50.
Ooh. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid money. It's the Steam Summer Sale. It's where all of my money goes.
Yeah.
Except not, because I own almost everything. Though Steam instituted a new policy that if you already own a game that's part of a bundle, it will take that game off that bundle and you can still get the difference in the discount. Mm. So, no double buying of games anymore. But if you do double buy a game, you can find me at SpikeSP2579 on Steam, and I would be more than happy to take it as a gift. I'd be happy to. You just send it right on over to me, and if it's a multiplayer game, I'll play it with you. It'll be fun, maybe for a couple hours. I don't know how much time I can devote to it, but if you send me a game, I will definitely play it with you.
So there you go. That's an offer you can't refuse.
Or you could. I won't say if you don't. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. You know, shameless plugs, mate. We're like, it's like also trying to give away this Halo 5. We're still trying to give it away.
It'll get given away eventually. I'm sure we'll find a home for it.
Yeah, we will eventually. But you know, if you want it, let us know. Give us a shout. We'll see what we can do.
You'll be the first person that actually sent us a piece of an email when we get the website up.
Yeah, saying why should you get Halo 5 for free?
Email us. We dare you.
Wait. But anyway, is that all the cool bargains on Steam then?
I mean, I could keep going because the list just keeps auto-generating as I scroll down, and I don't think I want to go through all of Steam's titles.
Yeah, we'd probably be here all night.
Yeah, some of us need to sleep.
Yeah, eventually. Mm-hmm. So I might as well get on what we were playing then, really, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go through all my list here because there's not really a huge amount of saying stuff. We have a couple of things like Rainbow Six and Overwatch, so they're out of the way. I did pass a milestone on Candy Crush again.
Okay.
I've now passed 1,300 levels on Candy Crush. And the look on your face says, are you fucking mental? Apparently, yes.
Yeah, are you fucking mental?
Yes, apparently I am. Tried a bit more Dark Souls 3 after a break of about 3 weeks. got to a shortcut version to get to the twins and then kept getting my ass handed to us. I need some help on that one. I really need someone to be on at the same time so I can go through it.
I will not be that person.
No. No. You could be that person who joins us in Rocket League, though, because I played a bit more of that recently with Tom Merritt, because we were streaming it last week.
I saw the videos.
With some of the class goals I did, eh?
Yeah, we can definitely call them goals. They went into the net, for sure. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah. Whether they went in well or not, that's subject to question. But also started playing Gwent on Witcher 3. Did a complete stream on Sunday night about it. About 2 or 3 hours worth, in fact, of it. Because Rob and myself were playing Gwent in real life. And it got us working out how the game plays. Honestly, it really did. Because
I'm sorry, there's a meta conversation in here that's just going to have to happen. So you were playing it in real life with another person.
Yes.
And you said, hey, it would be a really cool idea. Rob, go fuck off. I'm going to go play this in the magical mystery land that is The Witcher 3 by myself because you helped me understand the game.
He did it first. He went to play Gwent first, right?
Oh, so he told you to fuck off first.
Yeah, and then went, hang on, I can't beat this guy. Do you want to do it?
Oh, the classic sibling issue. Oh, I can't beat this. You're also play this game. Here, you do it.
Yeah, pretty much. It was good though because, you know, because beforehand, I never really grasped how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of left it and left all the quests in Witcher 3 for it. I said, bugger this, I'll go back to it if I can be bothered. But because Rob got the special DLC editions with the actual decks, we played it in real life. So it's kind of like, oh, this is how it works. And this is how you play it.
And so you're ready for the card game when it comes out on the mobile devices.
Exactly, which I have signed up for the beta.
Okay.
So he's hoping on the Xbox One I can get it. And so, yeah, it was quite fun. Yeah, making progress on there. And got to get a high roller tournament going. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I made a stream of the races, which will be a separate to the Sunday service. But that'll have to probably wait till midweek, something like that. And then finally, the only one I'll say about is Alan Wake I've been playing as part of a late night lard, which seems to be getting built up for Battle Cattle when we eventually start streaming via their site. But
I hosted that.
Thank you. It was very good and welcome of you to do so. Because, you know, I'm finding it a laugh, even though it's not a fantastic game, but there's a lot of material you can get from it in comedy wise.
Yeah, the part I saw of you is just like trying to grab a battery and you kept falling off of like a dock that was like in a dried lake.
Yeah. So, but it did have some cool songs in it, like Poe's Haunted that was on the I think it was in the Blair Witch Project 2 and also Buffy the Vampire Slayer video. Oh, yeah. Soundtrack,
I know all of those songs. I've gotten the copyright claims.
Yeah, and I did bang out a few bars of it. So yeah. The voice is kind of still there, you know.
It's there.
Needs a bit of work to come back out, but you know it's there. But that's it for me. How about you, me old Maca?
I've played a couple things. The most interesting thing I've been playing is I've been in a FIFA mode because I've been watching the Euros and the Copa America here, which is kind of weird. But hey, it's interesting, and it's on during the middle of the day while I'm around, so it's worth watching. I've watched a couple people play, mainly Cutsy, he's a YouTuber. An interesting way to play FIFA is you take a lower league team in any league, most time the Premier League, being because you can start in football level 2, and you take the first 2 seasons, and it's called U-Squad, Road to Glory. So you send scouts out and you get player regens. for the first 2 years. And then on the third year, you start doing your Road to Glory with all just pre-generated characters, no named footballers whatsoever. And you work your way up to the Premier League and you try and go for winning the Champions League, winning the league title, and winning the Cups, go for the treble.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really interesting way to play the game versus just like, you know, doing it any other way. I've played as Tottenham, I've done the Manchester United, I've done Watford, I've done Nottingham County, I've done Portsmouth, I've done enough BPL teams, I've done a couple of Bundesliga teams, Borussia Mönchengladbach, Bayern Munich even, and then I've even done Real Madrid and Barcelona. So it's a new kind of way to look at it, especially because you can kind of develop the players the way you want.
Yeah, and you can also bring a smaller, less well-known team up through the ranks and go, they're a powerhouse now, a bit like how Leicester was this year, because they weren't normally a big powerhouse for a while, but they proved they can win it.
Happy to see Jamie Vardy re-sign for 4 more years with that team.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player. And it's always great to see those kind of stories, too, like the team that comes out of nowhere and wins it. They had the worst odds of any team ever to win their championship. And that's not even in football. That's in all of sports. They were like, Vegas had him at the beginning of the year, like 1,000 to 1.
Jesus, because someone could have made a shit ton of money off
that. Somebody probably did make a shit ton of money off of that.
So in this country at the moment, it's not going to be worth much. Oh, satire, folks.
And to see that, you can come look at the After Dark political stream that we'll be doing after this. Which will be Will screaming into a plastic bag for about 2 hours, and me just sitting here sipping tea.
Yeah, going, well, dollar's better, isn't it? Fancy moving. We'll have Trump, though.
Come to Colorado. It's fine here. We have plenty of things to help with that kind of stuff. We'll have a wall.
We'll have a wall soon if Scotland have a way to go with it.
But that's kind of the main thing I've been playing a lot of. Dabbled in a few other things, still playing Warhammer Total War. So many mods are coming out for that game. I'm just kind of sitting and waiting. Because, like, the modding community kind of, like, will fix all the issues that the game kind of has. And then I'll basically download all the mods and get into it. Dabbled a bit in Fallout 4 because I have the season pass. And apparently I'm still getting all the DLCs that they're bringing out for it. So, I've seen all the stuff downloaded. And I just went, oh, yeah, that's DLC. And I went to boot it up and I go, oh, yeah, this look it could take. Like, I realized I'm in the expansion area. Far Harbor. Yeah. I should probably wait till I do Far Harbor. Oh, I've got Warhammer Online on my computer. I should probably go and play that. So it's been kind of one of those things where I've got just a lot of games on my machine right now. And let's see what Steam says I've been playing recently. In Hearts of Iron 4, playing a lot of that. Yeah. I won World War II.
Nice. Yeah. All by yourself. That's impressive.
Yeah,
man.
All by myself. I won World War II. I played as the States.
Right.
And I did something very, very interesting.
Well, appeared early. Turned up on time.
No. I did something even more interesting. I befriended Japan.
No, wait, what? No.
They never attacked. And I basically said, because the thing is, being a democracy, you can't do anything until the war actually starts. Yeah. So I befriended Japan. I never joined the Allies, but I basically coaxed Germany to start the war early in like 1938, like a little bit before they were ready. And then I conquered all of the Americas militarily. And then I went over and conquered everybody in Europe. So I annexed Canada and like all of South America, and I basically just Japan wasn't coming after me, so they started attacking the Soviets, and then I basically went up through Africa and then just took over thing, and you're in England was like, yeah, you guys are here to help. Oh, wait a second, you're not here to help.
So, oh no, we've got the flag, you can't do it.
Yeah, but the only places I didn't invade were like Iceland and England, basically any island nation. I left like Australia, England, and Iceland alone. Everybody else was democratically annexed into the United States.
So you're real United States of the world then?
Yes, and the thing is with that game is snowballing can get pretty ridiculous, because if you start taking over territory but you don't bomb infrastructure, you get their factories and you get their equipment that they were building, which means you can then purpose it into your people that you're training and then use that so you can kind of really start to snowball. So like for me, it was like, okay, this is getting pretty, you know, I was going to got through Africa, got all the oil and everything there. All of a sudden, I take over Italy, I get all the factories, and I start going up through the kind of the former Holy Roman Empire area. You know, yeah. And all of a sudden, I have like all of these German factories, military factories that they've got, and they've got better equipment than I do, and it's just, boom, spread out both sides, two fronts, and just took everything over.
Sweet. So what's your plan for that? Are you just going to keep building?
No, it was 19. At that point, it was 1950, and then the game ended. Because it's only between 1938 and 1950, or 1952. They don't let you go too far. By that point, I had nukes. So I pretty much basically, in my mind, I had conquered the world. And at that point, anybody else who had any issues, I had nukes trained on them. So it was a very, like, hey, you be our friend. If you don't want to be our friend, we have nukes.
Oh, okay.
We had very good trade relations with England. It was very good. Very nice. Iceland was probably just like, oh, well, that was convenient.
It's like, we have oil. Yeah, oh, well, that's good. Then there you go.
I was just like, not worth my time. That was like when I had, like, you know, at that point I had the flying fortresses all loaded up with nuclear bombs going like, do you want any?
We can tell you them, or we can drop them.
Yeah, it was more like, you can either let my plane... I'm sending planes with nuclear bombs over to your island. You can either let them land, or we level the place. Because we just conquered Canada a long time ago, and we really want to see what this hockey thing's like. But we just need an entire, like, island that's flat, and ice, and you're Iceland. So
the clue is in the name.
Though we probably should have done it to Greenland, because I think Greenland's more ice and Iceland's more green.
Yeah.
You guys are really weird at naming things.
I know.
Way to go, guys.
It's not my fault.
I know it's not your fault, but still. We go back through the line of McKellar's, and it's somebody's fault.
Yeah, they're somewhere in the kilts going, oh no.
This is definitely a Greenland. We'll call it Greenland. Oh, you're freaking amazing with your name. What you going to call that? Well, there's ice here, so we're going to call it Iceland. Fuck, you come up with that with the top of your head? Yeah, you got a better name for it? Fuck no. All right, well, I'm also the leader here, so it's fucking Greenland.
Aye, we'll call it Greenland from there on.
I want to see the guy who named the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, who came up with...
There's a man here. It's an island. There's your name right there. It's like, well, fucking hell.
It's like, fucking... Really, guys? Isle of Man?
But yeah.
It's kind of pretentious. It's a little pretentious, too. This shall be the Isle of Man.
Where's the Isle of Woman?
I couldn't tell you.
We'll have to wait for a Brit to...
We haven't found the Amazon.
A Brit to break off? Or a bit to break off? Then we go, there's the Isle of Woman.
Yeah. So I imagine that the Isle of Man is probably like the last bastion in the zombie apocalypse, because it's just got such the ironic name that will be like the one area where like they have like the CDC has its secret lab that has like prevention of all the zombie apocalypse right there.
Yeah. Yeah, probably we just all crowd onto it. It's like, no, bugger off.
And because I said that on the internet, I'm now on some kind of watch list.
Shit.
Shit.
We better move on quickly then.
Yes, move on. Moving on.
To shout outs and what's upcoming.
Yes.
With this. So the shout out, well, this Monday just gone, went to a pub called The Roadhouse, which is in South Birmingham in Sturtsley, to watch Rob and my cousin perform in static comedy stand-up. And while we were there, we also met up with three founding members of Battle Cattle, which is the stream team and content providers I'm part of, which was Ara, Vimus, and Willow. And they're all awesome. And they're very nice people. So I recommend you go follow them. You go watch those streams. Yeah. Like them all. You can't see it. There you go. Just like all the things. But yeah, you should also follow them on Twitch and, you know, Twitter. Because it's all good. And including, when we eventually get it going, probably the YouTube channel and Battle Cattle UK. But what's coming up with the actual... the game won't play itself, matey. What's coming up with us?
Well, we have a couple of things in the work. We have the YouTube channel up. It has lots of videos.
Including this one.
Including this one, which should be up in a little bit afterwards we're done. So this one will be there. So, hi, fourth wall. But no, there's a lot of videos, about 200 videos we have on there. A lot of it's backlog. A lot of it's stuff that me and Will have done previously with Gamer Chatter.
Yes.
We have asked, and Ed has been more than willing to let us have all of those videos. It's just a matter of me going through all of them, organizing them into playlists, and then making them live. And since I don't do this as a 9-to-5 yet, it takes a little bit of time, especially because today is my birthday, so I do whatever the hell I want. You can't judge me.
We can, but it would just be wrong with us too.
You can judge me tomorrow all you want, but today, no. But there'll be a lot of content coming out, a lot of backlog content, plus stuff coming future. Obviously, Will has been putting a lot of his streams on there, which we will be pushing out as quick as possible. We also have a Facebook page, which we're working on trying to push things to. It's a growing process. We're still learning. But we're planning on having that be kind of the main spot where you can find us and kind of get info about what we're doing. But the plan is, in the near future, we'll have a website, which will be kind of a catch-all for everything, where you can kind of go in one place and kind of be able to spread out to everything that is The Game Won't Play Itself. We'll probably get a Twitter, and there will be a Twitter, obviously, which we'll also be feeding all of that into, emails and everything, the way you can reach out to us. This is a learning process for me and Will. We've been doing a show for a while, so we have a very good understanding on that. But building everything else up is a process. We're having fun doing it, but we're also making mistakes.
Yeah. Like, we are going to be going forward a bit more with more live shows sooner than originally we wanted to. But, you know, because the first one went down rather well.
Yeah. It only crashed 3 times.
But people enjoyed it. You know, we saw had 57 views on the first show. So, you know, that was cool.
Yeah. So it's definitely something we're looking at doing in the future. Obviously, I'm going to probably have to stream more.
We're going to try and get some more guests on again. Yeah. Like, you know, because it's like previous times of podcasts in other places, we had guests and they were fun. So we're going to try and bring some over and, you know, do some more stuff with them.
Yeah, and we really, and ultimately too, is interact with you.
Yeah.
Because you guys watch this, you guys are the kind of the reason why we do this. We're part of a community of people, and we want to have we want to play games and have fun with people. And that's kind of the whole reason for this, so.
Yeah, and, you know, and also we're looking at possibly doing something for X for Life this year, which I will say more properly when we have the page set up and when people can start donating, because there will be like a kind of a forfeit going through it for myself and my one. And I'm sure we can try and persuade James to do a part of one. Maybe.
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 I can't do 24 hours. I can do a couple. I don't mind jumping in on one of the streams that you're doing and giving you the bollocks for a couple hours.
That's fine, because I'll be playing with balls anyway. Might as well give it, yeah, talk about the balls over there.
Might as well keep you awake for the in the wee hours of the evening.
Yeah, because this one, if everything I want to do goes to plan, this one's going to be long. So this one's going to be very long mentally. But could be good for the charity, you know?
Exactly, and that's why we're doing. It's not, it's about having fun and doing it for the right reasons, and
Yeah.
that's why we're having. Other things you can look forward to, obviously, I'm probably gonna be doing some stuff with the Hergelman, our good friend Chris.
Cool.
So look forward to seeing some stuff there, and if you have stuff that you want to see, let us know.
Yeah, give us a shout. On at the moment, you can go to the Facebook page, which is the Game Won't Play itself. You can go to the YouTube of the Game Won't Play itself. You can actually check down on the comments below because they're going to be down here when we sort that out. Even
Yes.
though my hands are flashing.
It'll be down, it'll be down here.
Down
Look
where? Down there.
down here. Sorry, here.
You can check us out on our Twitch, which is TGWPIS, which is thankfully I said that right without going blah, 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 blah. You can also see James here, right, which is probably this side, that
Other way.
side.
There you go.
There
There you
we
go.
go.
Yeah.
James here, you can see him, right, as Spike SP2579 on Twitter, you know. Yeah.
I send tweets out now. It's totally a thing. I'm
And he's on Twitch. He'll be streaming.
yes, probably using just the Game Won't Play itself, Twitch. It's easier that way, less having to log off and log on.
Yep, and myself, you can find me as Lard Tea Maker because you know I'm across the board on the PSNs, on the Xbox Lives, on the Twitches, on the Twitters, on the Facebooks. You know, pretty much quite a bit all over the place. Even though you can catch me on other bits, which I'll talk about later on as we go.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for the second difficult episode.
Yeah, and I totally recorded it this time.
Yay!
Yay, it's totally recorded, and I didn't crash it. So, good job, everybody. Thank you for
Well
watching
done.
if you made it this far. If not, you didn't hear this anyways.
And we shall see you next week live, I
Yes.
believe. We're doing it live?
Live.
Live. Doing it live.
Probably, maybe.
So
Live.
yeah, let's do it live.
Let's do it live. Screw it, let's do it live.
Let's do it live. On that note, we shall catch you live next week. Bye-bye.